This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Hey, let me shift over to the world of college planning. We know the drill with student loans. 45 million Americans owe $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. The fastest growing category of student loan borrowers over the past decade? People over the age of 50. Yeah, the number of people over the age of 50 who have student loans has risen 80% over the past two decades. So I want to ask a simple question. Why, if you're 50 plus, do you have a student loan out? Well, there are only two reasons. One, you borrow the money for yourself. Now, it's not uncommon at all for people in their 40s and 50s to seek career changes or to want to advance their careers by getting a master's degree. Well, you've got to ask yourself a question. What is the ROI? What's the return on that investment? If it's going to take you 2 years to get a master's degree, and it's going to cost you $150,000 to do it, which is, by the way, the average cost of an MBA, how many more years are you going to be working in your career, and how much extra income are you going to earn by virtue of having the MBA? What job promotion are you going to be able to secure, and what additional salary are you going to get? And for how long are you going to keep getting it, meaning how long till you retire, to justify the $150,000 cost of getting the degree in the first place? So if you're borrowing for yourself in your 40s or 50s, you've got to ask yourself if it's truly worthwhile. And if you didn't borrow the money for yourself, that means you co-signed a student loan on behalf of your kids or grandkids. This is very, very common, as very often teenagers and those in their 20s can't qualify for student loans. They need to get someone with a better credit record to co-sign the loan for them. Well, if they don't repay the loan because you've co-signed it, you're legally responsible for it, and the lender, the creditor, is going to come after you. So, simple question. If you're contemplating signing a student loan document on behalf of somebody else, kids or grandkids, got a simple question for you. Can you afford to repay that loan? Or would it jeopardize your own financial security? You've got to make sure you're capturing this whole conversation in the broader context of your complete financial plan. Otherwise, what would seem to possibly make a lot of sense or be a relatively benign decision could have a huge adverse impact for you that you'll suffer with as you approach retirement. And on a related note to the college issue, I'm sure you've heard of fintech. That's short for financial technology, and there's lots of fintech out there that you play with every day. Have you heard of edtech, education technology? Well, you might not be familiar with the phrase edtech, and if so, you might not be aware of a company called Chegg. Chegg is the most valuable edtech company in America. It's worth $12 billion. People pay $14.95 a month to subscribe to the Chegg database, and it allows students to do research. There are 70,000 experts hooked into the Chegg software system. They're mostly based in India, and these experts have advanced degrees in math, science, technology, and engineering. They're online 24/7, and they will give you step-by-step answers to questions that you pose as a subscriber. You often get your answers in less than 15 minutes. Chegg helps students create bibliographies, solve math problems, and improve their writing skills. The main source of revenue, though, for Chegg is a program called Chegg Study. 46 million exam problems, and students can copy and paste the answers. It's called Chegging. Forbes interviewed 48 students who use Chegg Study at 19 colleges, including Columbia, Brown, Duke, and NYU, and all 48 of these students say they use Chegg to cheat. At Texas A&M, students in a finance course use Chegg to cheat on online exams. The school says hundreds of students submitted answers that they copied from Chegg faster than it would have taken them to read the questions. At North Carolina State University, a professor caught 200 students cheating with Chegg. In your effort to spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars getting your kid a college degree, you might want to talk with your student to see if they're using Chegg, and if so, are they using it ethically and responsibly? The goal isn't getting a degree. The goal is getting the knowledge that is evidenced by the degree so that you have the ability not only to get hired, but to keep the job that you've been hired to do and build on your career. Chegg is a cheat if used incorrectly, and you want to make sure your students aren't engaging in that practice. I'm Rick Edelman, 888-PLAN-RICK, rickedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results.